brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got an article up at InfoWars.com right now. Governor Jesse Ventura pointed out that both parties are controlled by the same interest. His new book's out. CNN cut him early. He got canceled by Imus. The system does not want the message, Democrats and Republicans, his new book, it's excellent, getting out there. They're definitely concerned about it. And he joins us for the rest of the hour back from Mexico. Governor, it's good to hear your voice. How you doing?
Hi, Alex. Good to hear yours. I hope everything is good down in Texas.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get into your lawsuit against the liar. We're going to get into the TV show, your book, and so much more. But you know what? Some stations join us in the next segment. So right now, some unorthodox questions. How is Terry? How is the family? And how is Mexico?
Well, the family's doing terrific. Mexico's doing great. You know, all I can say is that I miss not being in the water down there. But then again, it's summertime in Minnesota, so we're the land of 10,000 lakes, so there's plenty of water up here that I can play around in. But I got to tell you this one, Alex. This one, you know, beats all. Okay, I've taken up paddle surfing, right?
Yes.
Well, I wanted to be able to practice on my lake this summer, you know, paddle around on the surfboard. So I went to buy a surfboard, and Minnesota requires you to license them.
Oh, yeah. I went to buy a kayak, and they tried to make me fill out a license form, and I refused to do it here in Texas.
But a surfboard. Unbelievable. And then worse than that, Alex, you're required to wear a life jacket.
You know, they're now trying to make people put dogs in seatbelts and have dogs wear life jackets. The nanny state is here.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I mean, can you imagine in California or Mexico where the waves get 10 to 15 feet, you're not required to wear a life jacket. You'd get laughed off the beach if you were a surfer with a life jacket on. Minnesota, they don't get a wave over 2 feet unless a big pontoon goes by.
What you do is you order a surfboard online or drive over to Wisconsin. You gotta run for.
I already beat it, Alex. I beat the system. You know how I did it?
How?
I gave him my Mexican address. So the guy was great. He said, "Look, if you give me a Minnesota address, I have to license you."
Yeah, but what about wanting? It wasn't even the law. They said, "Well, the police want you to do this." A little bitty one man kayak. At the academy place, everything's got to be tracked, but the banker's laundering all the drug money.
Yeah, exactly. No, I couldn't believe it. You have to register, and get this, the surfboards have no serial numbers on them. So how would they even know it's the correct surfboard?
No, it's just pure, they want everything tracked.
That or they want your money.
Oh, that too. Of course.
I mean, and you know how the law is up here, Alex? Anything over 9.5 feet must be licensed. So if your kids went out and took a couple of 2x4s and built a raft, if it's over 9.5 feet, you got to go register and license it.
I wouldn't put up with that. Well, you didn't put up with that.
I mean, I was stunned. I started laughing. I said, can you imagine if Laird Hamilton came up here to give a paddle surfing lesson and they'd have to put a life jacket on him? A guy who surfs 40 to 50-foot waves in the ocean is considered the greatest big wave surfer in the world. And he would have to put a life jacket on up here.
Well, they're banning 16-ounce drinks now in New York. And talking about, you know, $2,000 fines in Miami if you don't recycle right. I mean, how bad is this nanny state going to get?
Oh, it's going to get worse because we're not standing up to it, you know, and that'll lead right into my book, Who's in Charge? The Democrats and the Republicans.
We're going to cover the book coming up, the lawsuit against the guy that said that he punched you out when you have the owners of the bar, other witnesses, none of this ever happened. The lawsuit goes forward there. What's happening with the TV show? A lot more. Jesse Ventura is our guest. His book is available discounted right now out of the gates at InfoWars.com. It's a doozy. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less, guaranteed.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, time flies. It's hard to believe that I've known Jesse Ventura like it's over 7 years now. We were just talking during the break. His dog's 8 years old now. I'm the same his age in dog years. My children are shooting up like weeds. Life is certainly short. And Jesse Ventura is back from Mexico in another great book. He told me the name of the book about a year ago when I started writing it. And boy, it's perfect timing right now. People are really sick of both parties, Democrats and Republicans. No more gangs in government. It's already racing up the New York Times bestseller list. All his books have been New York Times bestsellers. I think one of them was even a number one. You can correct me if I'm wrong. We've got the book at InfoWars.com, discounted with his other great books, American Conspiracies and 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, all at InfoWars.com and bookstores everywhere. Governor, we've got the waterfront to cover here. TSA, nanny state, weaponized drones, your lawsuit against the Navy SEAL that lied about you and why you went ahead with that. All of it is coming up. Rand Paul, there's so many issues. But let's get into your new book. I think it's one of your best. Where did you come up with the name? And for folks that are listening right now, what does the book break down?
Well, the name, I don't recall who it was. It might have been Senator Dean Barkley, who I appointed to fill the Wellstone seat after Senator Wellstone died. It may have come from him or whatever. But somebody at some point in my life, within the last decade, referred to the two parties as the Democrats and the Republicans. people, these two parties are even more dangerous than the street gangs are, because the Crips and the Bloods only occupy small little areas of the U.S. where they can be dangerous, the gangs. The Republicans and the Democrats affect each and every one of us every day. Every American is affected by these two gangs, the Democrats and the Republicans. And so I wrote the book because I wanted to expose how horrible it is in light of the Supreme Court's decision that money is free speech and that corporations have the same rights as an individual. It's now completely out of hand, Alex. These corporations are funneling so many millions of dollars into these campaigns, and these two parties have created a system that is based completely on bribery. If you bribe them, you will get what you want. If you don't, well, you're just out of luck then. Now, what troubles me a great deal is that if we commit a bribe offense in the private sector, you go to jail. And yet our whole political system is based upon bribery. And, you know, and money is free speech. Well, I'd love to see the next bank robber, when he goes to trial, say, well, Your Honor, I was simply exercising my right of free speech.
Oh.
Because after all, our Supreme Court said that money is free speech. And so clearly our courts are failing us. The Democrats and Republicans, the legislative branch is failing us. The president and the executive branch is failing us. And the fourth branch, the unwritten branch of government, the media, is failing us. Why? Because the media, it was interesting. I saw Dan Rather on the other day. And if you'll recall, he got fired because he reported on George Bush the kid, his service record. Well, every bit of it was true, and Dan Rather got fired for telling the truth. And the other thing, the point Rather made was, back then there were probably 40 media outlets giving us information. Today you're down to about four corporations that control all the media in the United States. And that's dangerous, because they're control the corporate, and that's the definition of fascism. The corporations are controlling our government. They're controlling our media. If you read the works of General Smedley Butler, the two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, the most decorated Marine in history, he died in the 40s. Smedley Butler said, I didn't fight for the American people. I fought for the United Fruit Corporation. When they didn't get cooperation in South and Central America, they sent in the Marines to get it.
And that's what your book breaks down. And you're right. I mean, the Crips and Bloods might kill 500 people or less a year. I was looking up some of the crime statistics. It was more than 1,000 a year or so during the peak in the mid and late 1980s. The gangs that run our country are militarizing the police, federalizing and torturing people, passing the NDAA saying they'll kill citizens when they want, saying they'll kill U.S. citizens with weaponized drones inside the U.S. They're taxing the daylights out of us. They're spying on us without warrants and just admitting it. Bill Gates is coming out with bracelets for students that will determine emotional cognitive response, tracking their waves, their brain waves. I mean, this is like a science fiction nightmare. And the Democrips and Republicans got caught insider trading, as you know, Governor.
Sure.
And they said, oh, it's legal for us. And then you've got LeGrand over in the IMF saying she's exempt from taxes, but Greece needs to pay more. I mean, we've got a criminal class running wild. How do we reverse it? I know the book addresses that. What's your ideas to stop these people?
Well, the first thing we could do, the most important thing for anyone that wants to strike out as a patriot against where our government's going today, stop voting for them. That's the simple thing you can do. Quit voting for Democrats, Republicans. I am going to fully endorse my former colleague, Governor Gary Johnson of New Mexico. He's a terrific man. He has the endorsement of the Libertarian Party, and he will get my vote. I will campaign relentlessly for him because Ron Paul apparently is going to end it at the end of the Republican convention. I don't hear any word at all that he's going to go independent at all. The Libertarians made their move already. And so I will support Governor Johnson completely. He's quit the Republican Party because they wouldn't even allow him to debate or even participate because he wasn't the chosen one. And let me add for people so they realize something. Recall and go back to when the Obama-McCain election took place, and of course President Obama won. Immediately upon that, we started seeing ads on television about the Mormon religion. Remember those?
Yes.
All over TV, we started getting influx of the
giant billboards. Giant.
I'm also a Mormon.
Yeah, giant billboards, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was to prepare us. They already had Romney picked out at that point. The Republican, all this debates was baloney. Always remember this. You don't pick your president, the two gangs do. You'll get a gang member from one side and a gang member from the other side, and then you're expected to choose which one of those gang members you want to be the president.
And they are a gang.
People can now change that and vote for Governor Johnson to be our next president.
Governor Ventura, I think this is an excellent idea that you have to really try to brand things as the Republicans being the Bloods and the Democrats being the Crips. It's really starting to get political traction out there, and I think that's why you told me off air you're running into a lot of censorship. You're having your interviews cut short or canceled. We're going to talk about that. But since we got into the 2012 race, Ron Paul is not as hardcore in a lot of issues now. Rand came out and endorsed Mitt Romney. His father did not endorse in the presidential election, of course, McCain. This is a big departure. People are upset about that. What's your take on it?
Well, how do you not endorse your own father? I mean, Ron Paul hasn't officially left the race. They haven't even had their convention yet. So my view is that, you know, the Tea Party's phony. I cover that in this book. You know, they've been taken over by the Koch brothers. What maybe started off as a good idea, then you ended up with Glenn Beck, Sarah Palin, and all them. The same as the Wall Street movement is trying to be co-opted by the Democrats. Well, these movements, you can't allow that to happen. And that is typical gang warfare. The gangs will absorb any other gang that comes into their territory. So both of these parties act just like the street gangs do.
Well, that's what politics was in Rome. I mean, they were literal street gangs.
Yeah, well, that's what you have here now, you know, between these two. And the American people, I can't tell them enough, don't vote for Democrats or Republicans. I'd vote for the communists before I'd vote for them.
Well, they're bankster run as well, Jesse, if you go to the Ford Foundation. But exactly, they're trying to control every angle of this. What do you think Rand Paul was thinking endorsing Mitt Romney when Mitt Romney is financed by the very same people that Obama is? I mean, that's the real gang, are these big mega banks.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, they're not responsible for anything. We can't even know now who the amounts of money and who they come from. Here's the thing I have, Alex, and I know it sounds silly, but it's very good. I think all presidential candidates should be required to wear NASCAR racing suits. And I say that because when you look at, like, Jimmy Johnson, the great NASCAR racer, you can see all his sponsors right in front of you because he has patches.
Yeah, that means wear it on your sleeve.
Yeah, he has patches. That way we as voters can see who owns these politicians.
That's a great idea.
Force them to wear NASCAR racing suits so that we know who owns them. We know who has contributed to them, and that way we can be informed voters when we go to the polls.
All right, we got 40 more minutes with him. He's not censored here. We'll continue getting into his powerful new book, available at InfoWars.com, I should add, Democrips and Republicans, No More Gangs in Government. It's powerful. And we're going to get into his lawsuit against the Navy SEAL, the book published by News Corps, slandering him, libeling him. It's all coming up.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship. And one of the biggest is that men are losing libido or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains an all-natural ingredient that will safely boost your testosterone. You need healthy levels of testosterone to have a good mood and a positive, energetic mind. Call now and receive a free bottle of T-Gen. Call 800-577-8644 right now for more details. Call 800-577-8644 for your free one-month supply. That's 800-577-8644 for your free bottle now. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. Don't wait. Call now. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Call now.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Governor Jesse Ventura, best-selling author, movie star, TV host, is our guest. We're going to talk about the TV show. Where is it? Supposed to be out months ago. Third season. Got great ratings. Top ratings for a new show. We're going to be talking to him about that. I'm obviously in the series and the research. Amazing topics covered. That's coming up. But, Governor, let's get into this right now. You filed suit back in February against Chris Kyle, the Navy SEAL sniper, who said that you came into the big famous Navy SEAL bar and said, I'm glad Navy SEALs are dying. Of course, you've talked about Navy SEALs many times, how you hate that the troops are dying, period. I've seen you talk to veterans and get tears in your eyes at the airport. I knew that was a lie. I confronted him on air. He kind of backtracked when I was on Opie and Anthony's show. I was trying to feel him out. You've now sued him. You can't tell that, the listeners everything you've told me, but you got this guy in your crosshairs big time. You were in court with him last week. Tell us what's happening with your lawsuit against Harper, well, against Chris Kyle. I was saying it should be against Harper Collins. That's News Corp. That's Fox News, because they're the ones that got him on air. And I'll bet they're the ones that got him to say this. They're the ones that Ghost wrote it. That's admitted. So that would be my target, Governor. But tell us where we are right now.
Well, they still may end up the top. target. I mean, we have the ability to add whoever we want to the lawsuit. And the first thing I would like to say, Alex, is quite simple. If this had happened, if this was reality, I would not be suing him. But because it did not happen, it's a made-up story. Unfortunately, now the remedy I can get is to go into the federal court system and go to trial, put it in front of a jury, and I will let a jury decide who's telling the truth and what witnesses. I mean, I have witnesses of the people who were with me all night long, and they are all Navy SEALs. They're my generation of SEALs. They're not the young ones that this guy's a member of. And we'll let a jury decide. But, I've been out to McPease since. When I came back from Mexico, I made a purpose trip to go there to photograph the patio and everything like that for the trial. And I had people there telling me that this never happened.
Well, you said the owner. Well, there's also Terry Moy, who is one of the famous Navy SEAL trainers. You weren't going to sue, you told me off air the other day. And please repeat that if it's okay.
Well, I was going to sue, but Instructor Moy gave me more, and I've always obeyed his orders. He's my first phase instructor when I went through BUDS, Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL Training. And Moy told me, he said, take this guy to the root. Take him all the way. Well, I don't not obey my first phase instructor even today. If he tells me something, I'm probably going to do it. So, but he made me feel good telling me that none of the old-timers believe this at all. They all think it's a bunch of BS. They know it's a bunch of BS. I have never, ever blamed the military. I look at the military men and women as victims. They're victims of political, poor politicians.
But you've said that 20 times on my show before and other shows. You always say that. That's why when I heard that, I knew it was pure bull. And also saying that others said you were drinking. I know you haven't had alcohol in many years. I've been
10 years. I have not had alcohol for 10 years. And get this. Here's the thing to look at, Alex. I mean, if something like this would have happened in 06, how would it be contained and we would only learn about it in 2012 or 2011? 2012, I guess he revealed it in January. You mean to tell me this happened five, six years ago and not one word of it leaked out? Baloney.
It would have been in the newspaper the next day.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a former governor. If I'd have been decked in the bar in Coronado, that the police, and in his book, he even said the police were there.
But let's not forget what happened 2 weeks before, and you called me about it and wanted to come on air to get it out. News Corps again came out and said you had been in road rage with the police in California going to the airport when everyone knows you hadn't flown for over a year at that point.
Yeah, I hadn't flown for a year and a half, and the last time I was in California was last July for my birthday. I celebrated my 60th birthday with actor Harry Dean Stanton, who has his birthday's the day before mine.
I was there.
85, and I drove to California to do that. I did not get on an airplane. And so there's another lie that has come out, you know, and naturally I think that happened because I was rattling my sword about possibly joining Ron Paul, and if he became an independent, that I would consider being his running mate. So anytime I rattle my sword on national politics, it seems there's a concerted effort to defame me.
Yeah, you're road raging when you were on record in Minnesota. They say you're in California road raging. When they know you're going into Mexico and are off the phone for a few days, they say that you were saying you're glad Navy SEALs have died. I mean, they are really trying to swift boat you. But stay there. I want to see if you agree with that statement on the other side. We'll get into all these other big issues. Stay with us. We'll be back with Governor Ventura.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're not going to dwell on this too much because Governor Ventura wants it all to come out in court. That's what his lawyers have advised. I agree with him. It's going to come out. Depositions have begun. I don't know how much Ventura can repeat here, but do you feel that you've been swift-boated, and when was the last time you were in a barroom fight, Governor?
Well, I absolutely feel that I've been swift-boated. There's no doubt about it. And what was interesting when it happened to Senator Kerry, I learned later that his main accuser did not even arrive in Vietnam until months after Senator Kerry had already come home to the States. So the guy wasn't even there to question whether the senator had earned his medals or not. And besides, you don't put yourself in for medals. Your commanding officer does. So I feel I've been swift-boated. There's no doubt about it. But as I said, I wouldn't be suing the guy if the story were true. And the story is completely false, and therefore my only alternative to clear my name and to attempt to get it cleared is to take him to court, and I'll let a jury decide who they want to believe.
Can we talk about your lawyers, if they're confident?
Absolutely they're confident. That's all I'll say. They're very confident, or I wouldn't be going to court.
No, I know. I mean, you told me that off air, but I want to make sure that wasn't...
They feel very good about the case, that they can win the case, but you never know for certain.
Yeah, just to be clear, I'm not leading Jesse Ventura. I'm trying to get him to repeat stuff he's told me without letting out what he's told me. But I tell you, the right thing to do is Chris Kyle needs to go ahead and go public now. and admit the truth before this gets much deeper. Just go ahead and tell us what News Corp told you to do.
Well, I certainly, I don't, you know, it would be my preference, Alex, not to go to court because court gets very expensive, but he leaves me no choice. I mean, he won't admit that the story's made up for whatever reason. It's not true, and so I'm left with no alternative but to go to federal court and let a jury decide it. But
you know, when I first met you 7 years ago, I heard some propaganda on the web, so I went and looked it up myself, made some phone calls, and found out you were telling the truth. But just to bring this up here, and then we'll get back into all the other issues in the book that's so powerful. Again, all the last three have been so good, so informative. I don't know which one's my favorite, but Lord Monckton, he is a hereditary peer. It's listed on the royal websites in England. His dad was a famous lord, and he's Lord Christopher Monckton, an anti-global warming guy. You interviewed him for one of your TV shows. They ran a big hoax saying he's not a lord, and he made it up, and counting on the public being ignorant. So they say you're not a Navy SEAL. Well, I was like, wait a minute. Underwater demolition team, the History Channel says that's what started the SEALs. He went through SEALs training. He was, you know, in the Vietnam era. And I went and looked and found out that it was people that didn't like your anti-war stance came out and said you were never in the SEALs. Next, they may say that I'm not even who I say I am either. We have to defend each other when they come out with these hoaxes. If they come out, folks, and say I'm a drug dealer, it's not true. I mean, I have a pretty boring life. I mean, it scares me to know what are they going to make up about us next, Governor?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, and in this country today, you have to be prepared to defend yourself, especially with the Internet. You know, anything can be put on the Internet. The Internet's a great thing. Don't get me wrong. It's tremendous because it gives us a great deal of information that we don't get with the mainstream media. But on the flip side, just like anything, there's an upside and there's a downside. On the downside, you have to be very careful what you believe and choose to believe because anyone can lie on the Internet. There is no truth detection device that you can apply to the Internet.
Well, sure,
know absolutely if you're hearing the truth or not.
It's just like the mainstream media. You've got to go to the original sources.
Yep.
And that brings us to the next issue. Again, you've told me a lot of stuff in confidence, which I appreciate because I've been part of the show three seasons. We've gotten to be friends. A lot of crazy stuff went on behind the scenes, but I've been sworn to secrecy about the things that happened. Not just the congressman calling or Homeland Security threatening Time Warner, the parent company of True TV. We know they pulled your Homeland Security piece on the FEMA camps. Since that happened, the Army governor has admitted they have re-education camps. We got a document 2 months ago. The Army responded, said, yes, that's a classified document. So now you've been validated, but they had that pulled, erased off TiVo, never re-aired, as the other episodes do dozens of times. What is happening with the third installment of Conspiracy Theory?
Well, unfortunately, we finished it all in November. Normally, it would go on the air in January. It's now sitting there being nitpicked with more, you know, I think it's a delay tactic. I now believe 50-50 that the 8 shows we did this fall will never see the light of day because it's already June. We had them done in November, you know, and they're supposedly still doing the fine-tuning of editing. Well, give me a break. You can get that done in 2 to 3 weeks, a month at the moment.
Well, they made them totally re-edit it and then still didn't like it. But both shows were big hits. Big hits.
Well, both seasons have been outstanding, and this would have been the third season of 8 more shows. But I don't know if they're ever going to see the light of day or not. You know, True TV has the right to not put them on, certainly, and I see no indication that they're going to be on. They may, you know, I don't know, maybe they'll wait till fall and put them on during the election time. That'd be wonderful. But I don't know. I mean, they've sure, you know, they've gone out of their normal mode because normally we finish them in November and they air right away in January.
And the major TV publications reported that both seasons got record viewers for new seasons. 1.7, 1.8 million viewers for that channel is as big as it basically gets for them. Huge hits and millions spent to make them. And now the question is, Do you think putting pressure on him, people contacting him, will have any effect? Or do you think outside pressure has been placed on him?
I think that could work the opposite. That could make them not put them on. If the people who are deciding because they're too controversial or they have information that the public doesn't want to get, and if the public starts demanding it, that'll make them even lock them up more. I don't know. I don't know which way to go on that, Alex. Certainly people are entitled to express their opinion. If they would like to contact them, I'm not going to tell them not to. You can do what you want. I'm a great believer in personal freedom. And every one of your listeners should have the ability to have personal freedom. If they want to write a letter asking what's happened to conspiracy theory, why are you sitting on it? Why won't you air them the way Jesse Ventura and them edited them instead of re-editing them and, you know, dumbing them down, which is really what they're trying to do, I think. They're trying to really dumb them down.
Yeah. It's I've been told the behind-the-scenes stuff. I better just keep my mouth shut because it was told in confidence. It's pretty bad. But that's a sign of success. Look, let's go back here on this subject because a lot of people don't know about this, even though you've talked about it some. Tell folks what MSNBC did with the golden handcuffs.
With the what?
You know, how they gave you the contract, basically.
Okay. I didn't catch it. Yeah. No, when I first came out of office, I was the hottest commodity out there. I didn't seek a second term. I was the voice of the independent. You know, as Eleanor Cliff called me, the high priest of the third party movement. And so they got in a bidding war between Fox, MSNBC, and CNN, which would give me a show 5 days a week on television in the evening. And MSNBC won out. Well, we went together. We followed everything they wanted done. They even sent, I wanted it shot in Minneapolis because I felt it would be nice to get a Midwest perspective for a change rather than the East or West Coast where they do most of their stuff. And they agreed to it. So they even sent an MSNBC guy out to work with us and create the whole show. Well, we created, did everything they wanted, and Eric Sorensen, who was in charge, came out. He didn't even watch the show we did and told us that he wouldn't put us on the air. Well, then let me back up a little. When they first hired me, Eric took me to the Super Bowl in San Diego, and we were driving up to Los Angeles then. And in the car, he told me that after he hired me, he got two phone calls from people very high up in Washington. He would never reveal to me who they were, but he said that these people were very angry and wanted to know why they were giving me a national forum, you know, a show on national TV.
Wow.
Well, lo and behold, I never got it because they pulled the plug on the show, basically. They relegated us to a few Saturday shows where I think we had four or five shows on Saturday at 5 o'clock. It was still the second highest rated show they had right behind Hardball with Chris Matthews with no promotion, no nothing. And then they simply cut me, and because I was under contract with them for 3 years, and I honor my contracts, my contract stated that I could not do any news shows, nor could I participate in anything on cable television at all. So in essence, they bound and gagged me, and they paid me the entire money, and I will just say this, I was paid like a professional athlete on that level. So they paid me the entire 3 years. My checks came. Even my assistant got paid for the entire 3 years. But I had to then, as I said, honor my contract. And so for 3 years, I could not speak out on anything.
Yeah, you were the hottest commodity out there, I remember. And they literally, at the time, I said on air, he's off the air. That's golden handcuffs. They do that to executives and people that they're scared of that will go start a new company. You were given golden handcuffs, Governor.
Yeah, I'm sure I was. And then, of course, the contract ended. And that 3 years later, that's when you saw me reemerge again when I wrote the book, you know, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, the first book. And I then started, of course, going on TV shows and all that because they no longer contract.
And that got high ratings, and you destroyed Hannity. You do really good in person when people get nasty because you're so calm and work so well on your feet. Now I'm noticing they don't put you on as much, even though you're a sought-after guest. Let's talk about what's happening now. They're really scared of this idea of the Republicans and Democrats being gangs.
Well, like I said, Fox News won't have me on at all. They're nighttime, they're big people. MSNBC will not have me on. They're now the liberal side. They're the Democrat side. The other's the Republican side. Those two, the only TV. Now, Fox News puts me on, but I think they're a different department. I am doing a couple on Fox News, but that's a different ball of wax, I think. And CNN will have me on. Although this morning on CNN, I was supposed to get three segments because they asked me for three songs to lead in. So I gave them a Whole Lot of Love by Led Zeppelin, Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix, and Sympathy for the Devil by the Stones. Well, the only one played was Whole Lot of Love because they had me for one brief three-minute segment this morning. I believe I was cut there even at CNN, although I did have a terrific interview last night with Piers Morgan.
And then you also got cut with, it doesn't really matter, you didn't have many listeners, but Don Imus.
Oh, yeah, Don Imus. They wanted me to have five songs, so I chose five songs by Rage Against the Machine. And people who don't follow that era of rock, they were banned by Clear Channel. None of their music was allowed to be played prior to and during the Iraq War. So, and I'm a huge fan now of Tom Morello, the lead guitar player. I believe he is our next Woody Guthrie. He's our next Bob Dylan. He's our next Bruce Springsteen. You know, he's out there. He stood with the Occupy Wall Street people. He flew right.
No,
to
I know. I've interviewed him.
Stand with the union workers in Madison against Governor Walker there.
I've had a chance to interview him a few times. Every time I'm at a protest or something, hey, there's Tom Morello. Do you live at these things, buddy?
Well, Tom Morello to me is a great American.
Oh no, I'm saying he's a very successful big rock star, sold tens of millions of albums, and there he is. In a lot of dangerous places, quite frankly. I mean, I see him quite often out there, regular guy, with the people.
Well, I would love to get a chance to meet him. Like I said, he's one of my new rock and roll heroes.
Well, he's absolutely down to earth, Jesse. You'd love him. Shifting gears, we talked about this yesterday on the phone, and you laughed and said it doesn't surprise me, but I actually have a big stack of these. Congresswoman lashes out at TSA for hiring pedophiles and child pornographers, and it turns out, key head TSA agents over whole gates and airports are defrocked priests, child pornographers, convicted rapists. So this is being done on purpose. And I've got a whole stack of news. You've been out of the country. I want to read this to you. Defrocked priest hired as the head in Philadelphia. Representative John Micah calls TSA, the little bastard child. The TSA. Again, every 2 days is being caught raping, stealing, molesting, running child porn, running prostitutes. I mean, who else would want to grab people's genitals all day? What is your take on the TSA? And now 2 years you haven't flown, Governor.
Well, you know, I don't know about any of that stuff, Alex, so I'm not going to comment on it. I can only speak to my own experience and how I feel, and that is this. I'm outraged that it cost me $20,000 to go to court in front of a federal judge to be told she didn't have jurisdiction over a constitutional question. And that's what they do with anyone that challenges in our court system, the TSA and Homeland Security. They don't have jurisdiction. Well, people need to understand clearly, when you go to any airport in the United States today, you are not protected by the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. In other words, they can do anything they want to you out there, and there's nowhere you can seek redress because the courts will not hear it.
It's a lawless criminal zone, but let me raise this to you, because I understand you've been out of the country until a few weeks ago. This is the Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn. She listed 50 pedophile crimes of the TSA. I mean, this is in the news. So I'm saying, if that's true, I mean, you told me off air you're not surprised. But no, sir, I mean, it is true that they're finding a bunch of them that are being put in leadership positions are pervs. What do you think of that?
Well, why wouldn't they? I believe that that's why pedophiles become Catholic priests. I believe they're pedophiles first, and they become priests because pedophiles are nothing but predators. They're hunters.
Yes.
They hunt children. They can't be cured. why I believe when you got pedophile priests, they were pedophiles long before they became priests.
Yes.
And so why wouldn't they join the TSA, where they can grope little children and where they have the government's blessing to do so? You know, that's one of the places where Lou Dobbs and I stand hand in hand. Lou Dobbs said, thank you, Governor, when I brought the lawsuit. And in fact, I'll be doing Lou's show. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what he says to me about the dismissal of my lawsuit the way it was. But again, it doesn't surprise me because pedophiles are predators and they're going to go wherever the hunting is best to satisfy their sick, demented minds. When they should belong in jail, they'll put pot smokers in jail, but they'll turn pedophiles loose in the neighborhood.
Well said, Governor. You're absolutely right. I just want you to repeat what you said privately on the phone yesterday. And yes, that is the case, folks. It is a pedophile epidemic. The Congresswoman is exposing it. This is really coming out, and these are abusers. And they're not all pedophiles. Some of them like good-looking women. I got one in Las Vegas who clearly liked men. I mean, it is disgusting.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Gov was just telling me he did 45 days in Mexico with no TV. That's got to be good. How was that?
Well, it was very enjoyable, really. I call it flushing your brain out. And I tell you, Alex, more people ought to do it. You know, take a week off and don't watch television for a week and learn what else goes on in the world besides what's on that magical tube, because it controls our lives far too much.
It does. Going back during the break, some of the best radio is happening off air. I said, what do you want to cover in the last 5 minute segment? And you said, Rand Paul, that's terrible. So we'd already mentioned that, but you wanted to say some more about that, and then I want to ask you about drones. I mean, what do you think this is going to do to Rand Paul and Ron Paul endorsing Romney?
I don't know. I mean, Ron Paul hasn't endorsed Romney, has he?
No, but he kind of announced, oh, now the campaign is lost the same day, so it's coordinated.
Well, then, you know, it's going to be pretty sad because, you know, I thought that, you know, the hope of an independent would show up. And again, that's why I urge everybody, vote for Governor Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico. We served together. I know him well. He's a wonderful, honest man. He's the libertarian candidate. And if people want to rebel in this country, don't vote for the Democrats or Republicans. Vote for the libertarian, Gary Johnson. That'll send a shockwave through him. You know, even if he does well, he doesn't even have to win. If he gets, you know, say 10 million more votes or 20 million more votes than they would expect him to get, it'll scare the hell out of him.
And people say, well, Obama will win. Well, they're all the same. Let it get worse.
It doesn't matter. Let me be clear with the public. They're paid off by both sides. It does not matter with the Democrats and Republicans. It makes no difference who you elect.
No, no, I know that, but that's the point I was making, is that it's a total illusion. But specifically, what did you say during the break, though?
Well, I don't know. Refresh my memory. I'm fired up. I forget.
Well, no, you were just saying you didn't like what Rand did. I want your take.
Oh, I don't like it, you know, that he would not endorse his own father. That's pretty strange to me. I mean, Ron hasn't officially dropped out of the race until after the convention. Why would he throw his support to Mitt Romney?
Well, that's why I'm upset, is that Ron, the day that happened, said, well, we won't win with the delegates, so we kind of halfway conceded, but they never fully do it because they want to keep the troops all fired up, and that's kind of like getting your dog excited. You're taking it for a walk and then throwing it in the closet. I don't like teasing people, but again, I still care about them. I just hope they get back on the straight and narrow, no compromise. Drones, Governor, 30,000 armed drones, local police getting them. They've got one called a Switchblade that's got like a hand grenade in the nose, a little bitty one they're going to use on us. They've announced the military will be on the streets of America. What's your take on the whole police state, all of this?
Well, it's horrid. You know, I talked about it, and I when that bill came forward, the defense bill that turned the American military, I think it was Senate Bill 1768, I don't know if my numbers are exact, but sponsored by John McCain and Carl Levin from Michigan, the Democrat. Outrageous. That defies the Constitution to me. You know, it spits on the Constitution of the United States, and it passed overwhelmingly. So it shows you again, the Democrats, Crips, and the Republicans, they use the Constitution like toilet paper.
They are treasonous traitors. They are gangs that have hijacked our country.
Exactly. And it's like using it as toilet paper. The Constitution means nothing to them. And that's why we have to get, we the people are going to have to take care of ourselves, because they're not going to. And these drones, how dare them have flying drones going around our country? It's bad enough they got us under surveillance. You know, clearly they don't trust us for whatever reason.
Well, it's also very cowardly that they're going to have armies of flying and rolling drones attack us. I mean, with our money.
Yeah, that's your tax dollars being spent to go against you. You know, I always laugh about what happened in Iran. Imagine for a moment, Alex, if, say, Hugo Chavez got an unmanned drone and flew it over United States airspace and it crashed here. We would declare war on him. And yet we do it to Iran. We fly over.
Well said, Governor. Well said.
The hypocrisy is ridiculous.
It is.
Visit GCNLive.com today.